From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
We knew this fight would be big, potentially even bigger than the Super Bowl, but now we're almost certain it will be, Bradley told Yahoo Sports. The recent trash talking and promotional tour is only encouraging bets, and at this rate, we cannot even imagine how much we will take on it.
If somehow Conor McGregor wins that fight, it could bankrupt Vegas. That could get a lot of people fired, at least.
Yeah, if I bet it, I'm going to bet on Mayweather. I'm going to wait till the number comes down even more. And I admit, that does appeal to me, because I just feel like that's as close to a sure thing as you can get.
The Astros are still in the Verlander market.
That's the name I'm most intrigued by, but it's easy for me to spend that money.
That could be a situation where the Astros don't have to give up top prospects. They would just have to take on his money.
You give up a Preston Tucker type.
The other thing the Tigers have is Justin Wilson, who's a left-handed reliever. He's been made available.
He's actually going to pull a couple of prospects. It sounds weird that he might have more value than Justin Verlander.
It's because he doesn't come with a gigantic contract.
Right.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed any of the things we talked about today, that was most of the sports. We did a lot of baseball trade speculation.
Yeah. And then talked about Chester Bennington.
Yeah. And a lot of other cool stuff.
Talked about OJ.
All available at podcastarena.com. So go and check that out. You were talking about doing a podcast. Texter wants to know, are there any podcasts you'd listen to?
I don't really listen to podcasts. Every once in a while, I listen to Ariel Helwani's podcast. And even less often I'll listen to Joe Rogan.
Yeah, I don't listen to too much of any podcast. Well, I don't know the last time I listened to an actual podcast, because I always feel like when I'm done with the show, the last thing I want to do is listen to somebody else talk. You know, when I've been doing it for three hours. And during the day, sometimes if I'm working out, I'll listen to one, but I prefer watching TV on my phone to that. You know, it's just not something that – it's not that there aren't good ones out there that I wouldn't enjoy, but I also don't like listening to anything before the show, because I don't want it to influence – not necessarily that I'd say, oh, this guy said this, so I want to do it, but more like, hey, I was going to talk about that today, and now I feel like this person's talked about it, and I shouldn't do it. I don't ever want to get into that. I want whatever we do to be – you know, whether someone else has done it or not, it'll be our take, and I won't be thinking about that. So, I mean, just from a professional perspective, I don't – like, sometimes on vacation I'll listen, but not really when we're here and working. Hey, I wanted to ask you about this, because this is a fairly big rumor about Brock Lesnar returning.
Yeah, nothing in stone yet, and there were people who – this is why MMA media is a little behind the times when it comes to – you know, double-checking sources and things like that, unfortunately. But there were people saying that he had already re-entered testing. That is not true. But apparently he plans on re-entering testing soon. The upside to this, and the reason why I think they're doing it, and I don't know, I'm not like an insider. My guess is that the UFC's hope is sometime in 2018 having Jon Jones versus Brock Lesnar. Because I'm of the belief that Ronda Rousey never fights again. I'm also of the belief, albeit not as strongly, that Conor McGregor never fights again. So they need some sort of super fight type draw in 2018, and I think that's what they're hoping they can get, is Brock Lesnar versus Jon Jones.
Is GSP too far out of sight, out of mind at this stage?
There's no one... There's no B-side that would get people that excited. And GSP, unlike Conor McGregor or Ronda Rousey, isn't enough by himself to draw in a million views, a million buys. That's their goal, you know?
I think those guys may have sold this thing at the right time.
Zero doubt.
Oh, Steven said, don't forget you get Kate Upton with Verlander. I've gotten a lot of that. Everybody wants her just for that reason. I can look online if I want to see her. I'd rather just get a pitcher who can help you when you get to the playoffs. That's the main thing I'm interested in. But hey, if it makes you happy, you can woo her.
Yeah.
And MRK, get into the show late today. You hit on OJ yet? Yeah, that was at the top. We did that in Lincoln Park for really the first 30 minutes of the show. So check it out at podcastarena.com. How long are these underwear going to sit in here? Just out of curiosity. Because no one's going to touch them except for Raheel.
You mean, I'll ask him.
Yeah, because this is, I don't ask for a lot of professional stuff, but I don't really want to see your underwear on our desk here.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty disgusting.
Not my thing.
Maybe get the cleaning lady to come get it. They have to deal with stuff all the time. Did you see this next show that the Game of Thrones showrunners are going to do for HBO?
The Confederate
thing? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be, well, it's going to be called Confederate. And it's going to chronicle the events leading to the Third American Civil War. Right. Takes place on an alternate timeline where the Southern states have successfully seceded from the Union, giving rise to a nation in which slavery remains legal and has evolved into a modern institution.
Let me erase that from my Hoffman on Hollywood rundown.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right.
I'll find something else to replace it. But what do you think of that?
I think the concept is interesting. Like, remember we did a, there was a show, I don't remember what channel it came on, but there was a show maybe last year about what America would look like today had Germany won World War II.
I watched some of that and I kind of lost.
I didn't watch it, but I remember thinking, that sounds interesting, but I didn't follow up.
There were a bunch of books when I was growing up called Hitler Victorious that I read. They were kind of interesting, but I started watching some of that show and I just didn't really get into it. And this one, the kind of alternate history themes always sound good, but they rarely keep my interest.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like, well, I kind of know how this ends already. This didn't actually happen. And I don't know why, but those kind of things, and I technically they're in the sci-fi fantasy realm, so they should be right up my wheelhouse, but the reality is a lot of them I don't find that interesting. And but these guys have obviously done a really good job, so I expect it'll be, yeah, Man in the High Castle, that's what that was.
That's what it was, yep.
Yeah.
That show, it sounds like it'll be successful because it's controversial.
Yeah.
It sounds ambitious. I mean, that's going to be a big project.
Yeah.
If they can pull it off. I mean.
Well, I have a lot of faith in these two guys based on what, but then again, they were dealing with pretty damn good source material with Game of Thrones. This isn't, you know, that was already popular. They were already starting off with something that had a chance to be successful. They'd done a great job with it. This is a little more out there, but they've earned the right to try that too. I mean, you have the most successful show on the station. You've earned the right to try some things.
Yeah.
And good luck. But, it sounds interesting, but and I'm sure they'll do a good job, but my first thought is, I don't know about this one. So
Raheel tells me that those are just whoever wants to take them can take them because he got them as a gift or samples. So that's why he just left them there.
Are they too big for him?
No, I guess he just didn't want them. I guess he got a bunch of them and he just left one there.
But they are not previously worn.
Not previously worn.
So they haven't
worn.
Been touched?
No. He just brought it in and left it on the table.
Well, they are pretty cool. As long as his penis hasn't been in those.
No.
I'll take
them. He said he hasn't worn them.
Unless Hoffman wants them.
They're all yours.
Okay. I'm going to do sports here, or you want to do non-sports? I got a little bit of everything. I've got a bunch of stuff that we just haven't gotten to this week from a sports standpoint. And I got a bunch of stuff that's not sports. I'm just kind of wherever you want to go with it today in the final hour of the show.
Jong, let Jong be the decider. Yeah. I don't know if we've used more non-sports or what we've if we've done too much sports, what we're doing today.
We could wrap up the segment with a little bit of sports. I think we just came off of Game of Thrones writers talk.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm trying to think of the sports we've actually done. We haven't really done any football.
We've done, let's see, baseball, UFC, OJ.
OJ.
Does that count as sports?
It kind of counts, yeah. All right, well, how about this? Because this one's one I wanted to get to earlier. I always question when you call someone quarterback guru. So, headline in the Chronicle, quarterback guru George Whitfield.
Who's he worked with?
I'm pretty sure he's worked with Johnny Manziel. Okay. It doesn't list all the guys he's worked with, but I know he's worked with a bunch of guys that never made it. But it says he's a San Diego-based quarterback guru. He was in Houston on Sunday for a quarterback camp. And he apparently did work with Braxton Miller when Miller was playing for Ohio State. Trained with him in the offseason. And he said, this is what the quarterback guru had to say. Oh, my goodness, Brandon can play every position on the field except the ones where they had to put their hand in the dirt. And he'd still be wildly successful.
And Braxton?
Braxton, yeah.
Okay.
So when he was at Ohio State, he was one of the last superheroes in college football. The whole team felt like supermen because Braxton was on the bus with them. At any given time, Braxton can break the game wide open. That's what superheroes do.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, I think he's a nice player.
Yeah. Superhero, though?
That may be a little much.
Yeah, so just like guru may be a bit much.
Yeah.
About quarterback coach. I'm kind of curious who all this guy has worked with.
I Googled him.
Yeah.
It says, in 2011, Heisman Trophy winning quarterback and first overall selection Cam Newton began working with George Whitfield in preparation for the NFL draft.
Okay.
So I'm guessing like pre-combine. But then, I mean, like, we pretty much knew what Cam Newton was before, you know.
Yeah.
So
I don't
know how much credit are we
gonna
give him
for that?
I don't
know that he changed him that much.
In 2012... NFL veteran and free agent Donovan McNabb sought out Whitfield services to aid in off-season weight loss and to prepare him for the upcoming season. You may note that Donovan McNabb didn't play in the NFL in 2012, so that may not be a great success story. Other trainees include Andrew Luck.
Okay, good, but he was already pretty good.
It doesn't say to what extent he
trained. When you say he might have been one summer or something, we don't know.
Jameis Winston.
Pretty good.
And then there's a giant list following those two names of NFL washouts / non-NFL players. Johnny Football, Bryce
Fail.
Petty.
Fail.
Landry Jones.
Fail.
Taj Boyd.
Fail.
Taylor Kelly.
Fail.
Braxton Miller.
Yeah.
Connor Cook.
Who knows?
Logan Thomas.
Fail.
EJ Manuel.
Fail, fail.
Marquise Williams.
Fail.
Charlie Heller.
Don't know him.
I don't know him either. Austin Appleby, who has had success in restaurant touring.
Yeah.
And
but Applebee's has rats.
And Josh Allen.
Okay, so how do you get to be a guru when that's your list? Just out of curiosity. I'm not...
Because he worked for 3 weeks with Cam Newton.
Oh, so that makes you a guru.
Like, when I think of quarterback gurus, I think of guys who have gotten more out of quarterbacks than anybody else did. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
I think of Kyle Shanahan.
That's the guy I was going to say. Like, Matt Ryan, we were like, before Kyle Shanahan got hold of Matt Ryan, we were like, oh, is Matt Ryan really ever going to live up to the hype, live up
right
to what he could have been? And then suddenly, Kyle Shanahan or Matt Ryan's the MVP of the league. You know, when Matt Schaub wasn't a trash can.
Yeah, Gary Kubiak, I think, is a name I think of as a guy who improved quarterbacks.
He improves quarterbacks.
Until everything melted down.
Kyle Shanahan also had his hands on Kirk Cousins, the rise of Kirk Cousins.
Norv Turner for the longest time I would think of as a guy like that.
Good one.
Maybe Adam Gase, I think, is evolving into that. That's what I think of, but oh well.
Well, there's a reason why he's not coaching for college or for the NFL.
Right. Sean Salisbury, quarterback guru.
Oh, I trust him more than I do this guy.
I do too.
This guy, Tyler, I'm about ready to block him. He never has a positive thing to say. Are Andrew Luck and Big Ben guys who never made it? Whitfield worked with both of them. You guys and the stuff you say, LOL.
I just mentioned.
Yeah, we just went through all of them.
Andrew Luck. I didn't hear Big Ben. I didn't see Big Ben on the list.
Didn't see Big Ben on there either.
If he did, cool.
Tell you what, until you come up with some tweet that
But by the way, here's what I want to know. Did he work with Andrew Luck and Big Ben before they were in the NFL?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's when I think, or did he work with them while they were in the NFL?
I'm sure it was pre-draft, but Andrew Luck was already pretty polished before pre-draft.
Andrew Luck was a no doubt, no question about it, number one overall pick.
Yeah.
Same with Cam Newton.
Okay, this guy, dude, you are on. You're one tweet away from being blocked. I'm just, you've been warned. I've had about enough of your.
On Twitter?
Yeah.
Is he tweeting at me too?
No, he just tweeted at me. You probably already blocked him. I mean, never has anything positive to say. He's just a bleeping troll.
What's his handle?
Tyler. His name's the heart underscore of TX. Hmm. So, yeah, you're one tweet away from it. All right, guys, got to tell you about Houston Can Academies. And if there's a kid who wants to drop out of school and doesn't know what to do, Houston Can Academies is who helps them. And the school year is about to start. There's a lot of kids that need help. And these are good kids that dropped out to get jobs or to try and, you know, to support their families, or maybe they had travel problems getting there. Well, Houston Can Academy works around all that, gives them a second chance, and so many of them do the things they need to do to go through and graduate. And this is your chance to help. They need your donation. And by your donation, cars, trucks, motorcycles, boats, RVs, tractors, doesn't matter. If you've got a vehicle, doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in, doesn't matter if it's all rusted out and it won't start, and maybe it's just been sitting out there and you didn't know what you were going to do with it, and you finally just said, oh, well, I don't know if I want to sell it or whatever. Well, donate it, because they're going to come tow the vehicle free of charge, process all the paperwork. Basically, you just have to sign. It's easy, and tons of Blitzers have done it. And you can be the next one. Your donation's tax deductible. So next year when you're doing your taxes, that's going to be huge. And guess what? You donate today, tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. $50 Visa gift card. All you have to do is make the call. 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back. All right. This clarifies something we were talking about earlier. Manchester City tweeted this out. Good evening from the NRG Stadium.
The NRG.
We're under 3 hours away from kickoff at the first hashtag Manchester Derby. D-E-R-B-Y. Played outside the UK. Excited? Just want to make it clear, if you spell it D-E-R-B-Y, in America it's Derby. I don't know where you're getting the R from. I know that's a European thing. But, so, you guys can call it that over there, but when you're in America, it's Derby. Just same as it is with horse racing. I guess it is a big deal. All right, I got some non-sportsy stuff for you. I got some more sportsy stuff. I've got, I always like these things. Like, the most hated thing in Texas, like, each state, the most hated thing. Says, what does your state hate the most? Some of these are pretty funny.
What does Texas hate the most?
Yeah, Texas is just kind of weird. Sleeping with the window open.
Okay.
That wouldn't have made my list.
No. Granted, that's something that I don't do.
I don't either. Louisiana, being the designated driver.
No one likes
that. No, I could see that. Mississippi, guys, if you like the back door, don't go to Mississippi. Anal sex.
They're against that, huh?
That's what their state hates.
You think that's the chicks?
It just says the state in general. So I don't know if it's chicks, guys, or both.
Interesting question.
Yeah.
When you're in Mississippi, anal sex and no fun.
Florida.
What do they hate, Fred? Bath. Meth.
Workout couples.
No, it wouldn't be meth, for sure. They love
or bath salts.
Yeah.
No, they love that.
Arizona, no shocker. They hate sand.
Yeah, that's up there.
There's a lot of that there. Nevada. Feminism.
Okay. That one makes sense.
Yeah, a little bit. And fidget spinners in California.
All right.
Here's one that kind of makes sense. Washington State. Keurig K-Cups.
Oh, Keurig. Like the
Keurig
the,
K-Cups, yeah.
I'm guessing because of Starbucks.
Well, and every other coffee company in the world.
Although when you're in Seattle, I heard people in Seattle don't like Starbucks.
Yeah. Real Seattle coffee snobs drink from the little stacks around.
They're kind of like Austin in that way.
Yep.
Yeah, they're a little bit of local snobs.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think people in Austin shop at Whole Foods anymore.
Oh, too corporate, huh?
I think it's too corporate.
Well, that's what happens.
Yeah.
And then see, Westmoreland, Florida hates justice.
I told you they got that guy.
Yeah, that's one.
It's like one for 60.
The other one that came out this week is what's the most popular surname in your state? And they give you the top three. If I give you a guess, I bet you can get one of the three most popular surnames.
In Texas?
Yes.
Martinez.
Ding, 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 ding.
Boom.
Yeah, that's a basically...
My other guesses were going to be Gonzalez.
Not on the list.
Oh, then I chose...
Garcia's one.
Garcia.
Yeah, okay. That's a safe one. Garcia, Martinez, and Smith.
Still a lot of Smith action, huh?
There is still a lot of Smith action. And almost every state, there's a Smith.
Do any states have a Lee?
As a matter of fact, Hawaii.
Ah, there's your spot, John.
Would you like to hear the top three names from Hawaii?
Sure.
Number one, Lee.
Really?
Spelled the same way.
Number one.
Number two, Wong.
Mm.
Wong.
And number three, Kim.
Wong Lee.
Yeah. Yeah. There we go.
Actually, Wong Kim Lee. You could name a kid that.
Yes, we could.
That should be your first kid's name, Wong Kim Lee.
I think
boy or girl.
It should be accused Wong Lee.
Now we're gonna go back to that plane crash. We too low.
Shame.
Accused Wong Lee.
Yeah. Oklahoma, Smith, Johnson.
Smith and Smith, because they're all sleeping with
No, their... that's Arkansas. Oh. But actually, the same names in Arkansas are Oklahoma. It's Smith, Johnson, and Williams. And that's pretty much the entire South. Mississippi, Smith, Williams, Johnson. Alabama, Smith, Williams, Johnson. Georgia, care to guess?
Smith, Williams, Johnson.
Florida.
Really? Smith, Williams, Johnson?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes. North Carolina, South Carolina, Smith, Williams, Brown.
Well, there you go.
Tennessee, Smith, Johnson, Jones, same as Kentucky. I find this very interesting. Let's try North Dakota. Yep, that one's different. Johnson, Anderson, and Olson.
What's New Mexico?
Very close to Texas. Martinez, Garcia, and Chavez.
Chavez.
The rest of those, like Nevada, Smith, Johnson, Garcia. A lot of Smiths and Johnsons out there.
Yeah.
Washington, Smith, Johnson, Anderson. Oregon, Smith, Johnson, Miller. Miller family, very big out there.
Yeah.
So, that's pretty much it. It's of the interesting ones. A lot of Smith, Brown, Johnsons in the Northeast. So there you go.
No Fowers on the list, huh?
No, but I'm sure if you went to certain places in the Middle East,
you could find one.
I'm guessing it would be on some list, but I don't know.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Raising Cane's. Maybe you're like me. You don't have anyone to cook a meal for you tonight. Let Raising Cane's be your chef. Raising Cane's, they are making the finest quality chicken finger meals in the game because they use the finest quality ingredients in the game, and they're cooking it up fresh. They're not even dropping it in the fryer till you walk in the door because there's no heat lamps. They're not waiting around till some sucker comes along and buys 2-hour-old chicken fingers. That's not how they get it done at Raising Cane's. They're about quality, and that's what makes me love them. That, and they're about the community. Raising Cane's has a passion for service and a love for Houston. Visit canesandcommunity.com to learn more about how they can help your next event. Also, I've got another website to send you here. National Chicken Finger Day. July 27th. And to celebrate, Raising Cane's is giving away a trip for two to the Fried Chicken Festival in New Orleans. That could be you at the Fried Chicken Festival, eating all the fried chicken you can. Enter for your chance to win at RaisingCane's.com/FCF2017. That's RaisingCane's.com/FCF2017. Raising Cane's, one love.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
All right, we're back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Let's do a little sportsy stuff here.
Oh, okay.
Ordinarily, well, I mean, if you have something else you want to do.
I found a story that made me laugh out loud a little bit.
Oh, well, let's do that instead. We can get to this. If we don't do it today, we'll do it tomorrow.
Let's say your wife was pregnant. And Jong, I'll ask you.
Okay, who's the father? Let's start with that.
I'm going to ask Jong this question because this story is about a Vietnamese woman. And Jong will soon be married to a Vietnamese woman and will one day put a baby inside his Vietnamese bride's body.
Okay.
True, Jong?
Planning on
that's
it.
That's the plan?
Yeah, that's the plan.
Okay. Well, Lee, L-Y, is that Lie or Lee?
I don't know if it's a woman. She's lying.
It's a woman.
Okay, so I'll go with Lie.
Lie Chanel, who's 23.
Glad somebody got that.
Became suspicious when her husband of 7 months, Chin Keo, kept disappearing for hours on end.
Mm.
That's what husbands do, right?
That's what husbands with pregnant wives do.
Yeah, you don't want to be around that. She's got to get me some sherbet.
The wife, who is pregnant, followed Chin to a motel before bursting in on him having sex with a young girl in northeast Vietnam, in the Thai Win province. Wearing latex gloves, Lai and the woman and the women, her friends, Lai and her girls, they didn't hold down the guy. They blamed this all on the woman. They held down the woman and removed her underwear.
The underwear wasn't already removed from him?
I mean, I think she tried to, like, once they got caught, she scuffled and tried to,
okay.
You know, because she's a lady.
These are things I need to know.
Yeah. Mm. Well, what do you think they did? What's the move for a crazy woman?
Honestly, I have no idea, because if they're crazy enough to do this, I think almost anything could happen here.
Here's what they went with. They opened a large bag of super hot 200,000 Scoville units Red Bird's Eye chilies and pushed them into the woman's vagina.
That escalated quickly.
Yeah. Oh, boy, did it.
Oh, I'm sure the burn did, too.
Oh, boy, did it. They took pictures of all this and then posted them on the internet, which...
Not wise.
I guess in Vietnam, I mean, you can get away with a lot of stuff. She's 3 months pregnant. She said, "Would my husband like me to live happily to welcome his child? How can he care for us if he cheats with another girl, a woman who destroys the family? Women can forgive easily, but they can never forget. Jealousy is painful. She will now know this. There are people who hate me now. But life is like that. You cannot please everyone. Whoever does what he or she does is their business. But let's share something that should be shared to see the truth. and not talk bad about people. It sounds like she's crazy.
Yeah, now that is bat bleep. That is full on bat bleep.
The lawyer says, first of all, it's necessary to share and sympathize with the wife's psychological state of affairs in this case, if it is indeed the case that a woman who has been rubbed has damaged her family's well-being. However, rubbing chili in another person's sensitive area and posting the clip on the internet is a sign of humiliating others.
Isn't that considered sexual assault in this country?
If chili smears cause injury to another woman's genitalia, the wife may be dealt with under Article 104 of the Penal Code and may be subject to administrative sanctions and a fine of 70 to 100 pounds. And how much money is that?
That's like, I think it's like $120 U.S. at most, somewhere in there.
Hmm. Well, I feel like that's not that punitive.
I don't know much about this, but I do watch Law and Order. This would be a sexual assault in the United States.
Oh, no question. But sometimes when you're pregnant, you can get away with saying you're crazy.
Well, I think
she could be found not guilty via insanity.
Well, yeah, she could do the insanity plea, but not because of the pregnancy. I think she's just insane. So what happened to the girl that got violated?
That doesn't say. No. I mean, I think her vagina was set on fire, basically.
That's terrible.
She's not pleased. She's not happy.
Well, I, who would be? Unless you're into that.
I don't think anybody's into that.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know. Some of Beth's friends are into some weird stuff,
that's
man.
That's true.
They might be chili peppers. All right, well, I had this one sportsy story, and I want to get to it before we move on to the final segment in Hoffman on Hollywood, and since I've kind of screwed up Hoffman on Hollywood. Did you see that this ranking of quarterbacks that ESPN's Mike Sando did? He asked current and former NFL coaches and executives to rank the top 10 quarterbacks since 1978.
Oh, man, that's tough.
And basically, it's going to be Montana or Brady in number one. I think Brady.
It should be Brady the board.
It should be Brady. Montana is one of those guys that, well, he never lost a Super Bowl. Yeah, he also played.
Montana's the Michael Jordan, like where no one wants to admit that it's possible he could be surpassed.
Well, and nobody wants to admit that they were both in the non-salary cap era, which made things much easier for their teams. But, I mean, what's the lowest you think someone would rank Tom Brady in that group of all these people?
Oh, I can't picture anyone having him lower than third.
There was one panelist who had him sixth out of 10. And it wasn't a guy who was looking to get attention for it, because usually that's what you're doing when you do something like that.
Right. That sounds like a look at me type yeah. thing.
And it wasn't, because
that's like predicting. That's like the guy who predicted that Alabama will finish fourth in the SEC West.
It's, right. So Sando went and said only one panelist left Brady out of the top two.
And, all right, give me the idiot's name.
Well,
is it someone I'll know?
First, yes. Let me tell you. He also revealed that this person had listed John Elway, Steve Young, and Aaron Rodgers as his top three. So that made it pretty easy to figure out who it was who did not have Brady, who had Brady sixth, because he was the only guy to not have Brady in the top two, and that's his top three.
And I guess he had Montana four or five.
No, he had, he had Montana four or five.
I'll hear the art. Like I, if I were building a perfect quarterback, I always say it'd probably be John Elway. Like that's what I'm looking for in my
physically,
quarterback.
Physically, yes. I'd agree with that.
But like from when you add in accomplishments and things like that, it's really hard to put him ahead of guys like Montana and Brady. And I've always loved Steve Young. I think Steve Young is always underrated.
Yeah.
But I just can't.
Not ahead of Brady.
Not ahead of Brady.
You can't put Aaron Rodgers ahead of Brady either. But the person who did this, Tony Dungy.
Ugh, Tony Dungy's an idiot.
Yeah, he did try to offer an explanation. He hinted he's giving Belichick more credit than Brady. But
that's dumb.
But then if you're going to do that, don't you give... Well, I guess he did because he had Montana down, but don't you give Walsh more credit?
And does he give himself more credit for Manning?
Yeah.
Argument there, right?
Okay, but he says it can be tough to separate the great quarterback from the great coach. We've seen this in every era. Otto Graham and Paul Brown, Bart Starr and Vince Lombardi, Johnny Unitas and Don Shula, / Weeb Eubank, Terry Bradshaw and Chuck Knoll, Joe Montana, Steve Young, and Bill Walsh. I don't think Bill Belichick would be Bill Belichick without Tom Brady, and Brady would not have the same success without Belichick, the way they put that team together.
All right.
And I think another part of his argument was that he's easier to prepare for than the top three. Like, what was it, Elway, Rodgers, and who's the other one? Steve Young?
Yeah.
They were harder to prepare for because they were dual threat quarterbacks. I think that was his argument.
Okay.
Like, he was thinking as a defensive coordinator, how much harder would it be to defend those three than Brady and Montana?
Hmm. All right. Well, can I guess the top 10 guys? Do you have the whole list?
If you do, if you would like to, we could. We have the list. Yes.
Okay. I'm not going to go in order, but because I don't want to take that much time. But I'm Brady, Montana, Manning, Elway, Young.
Way too high on Young.
Rodgers. I'm not going in order.
Nah.
Is Young not in the top 10?
Brady 1, Manning 2, Montana 3.
Manning 2.
Elway 4.
All right, stop there.
Okay.
So I've got, have any of the guys I've named not been on the list?
No.
Okay, so I've got 6 out of the 10 so far. I hope they put Dan Marino, but I don't know if they would have.
Marino is tied for 6 with Favre.
Okay. Oh, I didn't guess Favre. Right, so there's one.
Yeah.
So I've got 2 more to go.
Yeah.
Roethlisberger?
Nope.
Oh.
11, I believe, right?
Yeah, I just have the top 10 here on this.
If they didn't put Roethlisberger, they're not going to put my boy Jim Kelly. Drew Brees?
Drew Brees is number 9. So here's what you have so far. Brady 1, Manning 2, Montana 3, Elway 4, Rodgers 5, Marino 6, tied with Favre. Young is 8. Brees is 9.
And I've got one to go, huh?
You've got one to go.
Elijah Manning?
It is not. You'll never get him because he's not a guy you're that fond of, and he's not from your era, really. Dan Fouts.
Fouts.
Yeah. So.
Get out of here with that.
All right. Yeah, I think if you're going to put Fouts on there, you got to put Kelly on there, don't you?
I think Jim Kelly's better than Dan Fouts, but that's... I could be biased, and I was not alive when prime Dan Fouts existed.
So I have up until 16.
Okay.
So we have, you want to guess him?
Well, I'll guess Roethlisberger.
He's 11. He's tied for 11.
Is Jim Kelly on that list?
Yes, he is 15.
Is Elijah Kelly or Elijah Manning on that list?
Yes, he's 16.
So there's 3 more?
Yes. So you have tied for 11th. You have 13th and 14th.
Troy Aikman?
13th. So you have tied for 11th and 14th.
Give me a hint on one of them.
Oh, actually, both of them. Oh, let's see. One of them played in the state of Texas. And the other one...
Warren Moon?
Yes, is one. And the other one is a journeyman. Probably a Hall of Famer.
Oh, Kurt Warner?
Yes.
Okay.
Where's Aikman on there?
I think 13. He said 13.
Nah, that's too high for him.
That's too high for sure. Jim Kelly, way better than Troy Aikman. Besides those two head-to-head games, those don't count.
Just like the ones Manning and Brady played?
Yeah, those don't count either, right? I think that's a great analogy, Jong. That is about as good as it gets.
Really well done, sir.
Yeah. Hey, you know what's great about Tri-Eagle? They're born and raised Texas company. That's right. And they want to make your life easy. And that includes making shopping for electricity rates easy. It can be not easy. Nope, Tri-Eagle's trying to make it as simple as possible. They provide simple fixed rates, which means you're going to pay the same rate no matter how much or how little electricity you use. They've got an easy, fast sign-up process with no gimmicks and no surprises on your bill. Sign up for the Basic Eagle 12, and that'll lock you in for 12 months at 8.4 cents when you use the promo code ESPN. You'll receive a weekly usage update, so you already have an estimate for your energy charges before your bill hits the mail. That's ideal. What are you waiting for, guys? It's an easy decision. You're going to feel great about it. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or visit TryEagleEnergy.com. That's TryEagleEnergy.com. Remember to use that promo code ESPN, PUCT number 10064.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Lock and load, boys.
On ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys. Have you thought, man, if I could do it all over again, I'd work with computers. Those IT guys haven't made. Yep, they do. What if I told you it's not too late? You don't need a math or a computer background to start an IT career. It's not rocket science, guys. It's My Computer Career. See if an IT career is right for you. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. My Computer Career is where you can get trained for the high-demand field of IT, start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 3 to 4 months. Attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week. You'll get everything you need to start your new career. It's more than just a school. My Computer Career helps you get into the industry by working with hundreds of employers that hire their students. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon. Go take the free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. That's MyComputerCareer.edu.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, Friday's Trailer Wheel and Frame Friday. Boys will be broadcasting live from the best trailer dealer in town, plus Curtin Trailer Wheel and Frame are giving away a Curt Gooseneck Hitch with free installation. Trailer Wheel and Frame is conveniently located on 45 North, just after West Canino. Come out, catch the live shows, win great prizes, and enjoy complimentary refreshments from Cat's Coffee, Rudy's Barbecue, and St. Arnold's Brewery. Two things real quick before we get to Hoffman on Hollywood. I had mentioned Jordan didn't have a salary cap. That was 85 when the salary cap came in the NBA, but he's overrated for different reasons, but than what I was comparing him to Montana for.
Yeah, how dare you.
Hugh Freeze has just resigned from Ole Miss.
Oh, he saw what was coming this season.
Yeah, well, I don't... But apparently, because he used a school phone to dial an escort service.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, Hugh.
You fire people for that now? Apparently, he said... it was a 813 area code, and that was a 313 number. I think that might have been a misdial. I don't think there was even a conversation. There's nothing to it. He said he had the opportunity to redact numbers from phone logs after a Freedom of Information request was made. But it says, if I was trying to hide something, I would have. That call shows up nowhere else on my records. There's no story to that one. Turns out there was a story to it. And apparently they're being sued. They're suing Ole Miss for breach of contract from this place called Mars, which is an escort service.
Well,
Houston Nutt's attorney's Thomas Mars, but he's the one that brought all this up. So, there you go.
R.I.P. Hugh Freeze's football career. God, he was promising for a while.
I think he's a good coach, but.
All right, you ready? Let's start with, I've got a lot of Game of Thrones stuff, but first I want to get to this Deadpool 2 story. Obviously, Deadpool was like the first. It wasn't the first superhero to like make it to use jokes, but it was one of the first superhero movies to like bill itself as a comedy,
right?
And you know, like kind of break down that fourth wall, where Deadpool talks to the audience,
like an old school comic book.
Yeah, Josh Brolin, who is playing Cable in Deadpool 2, revealed that he thinks that. This Deadpool going to be even funnier than the first one.
He's not the first one to say that.
Yeah, there's a lot of people saying good things about this. So, another person connected to the show said they laughed so hard reading the script that they dropped their iPad. So I'm excited for that movie. I think it's going to do very well. And they said they promised not to. Did you just say 1 minute?
Yeah.
Why is it that, like, Barry and Joel can go until, like, 2 minutes before the hour, and we can't?
because the HD show's coming out next.
What, so we get more of us and less of them?
Oh, well, I'll tell you one thing, and this is sort of related, these last two stories. There was I don't know if you knew this, but Game of Thrones smashed records for their ratings. 16 million people were watching. That includes, like, replays and, and people who watched digitally. So many people watched that Pornhub traffic dropped 4.5% while watching the Game of Thrones premiere. I'm sure that, like, Game of Thrones related porno came back up.
Oh yeah, I'm sure Daenerys porn after the show.
Yeah,
all over that.
But
shall we begin?
That's a very shortened Hoffman.
And that excludes, like, illegal watching, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, which it's also the most illegally streamed show on television. All right. That's going to wrap it up.
So many people ask me for my HBO Go login. The truth is, I don't even know it because it's saved on my iPad.
I don't know mine either. Great job, Jong Lee. Great job, AJ Hoffman. HD Show next. We'll be back tomorrow to wrap up the week. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.
That brought you Dream Crushers, the pepper spray incident, and male golfer, female golfer food. We celebrate 10 years.
Out of my mouth.
Thank you, Houston.
Thank you.
ESPN 97.5 is 10.